We all know the word boondocks. Some of us even live in them. But what exactly is a boondock? We'll investigate in a moment on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Did you know that if you're a woman over 40, you need to work out at least an hour a day just to maintain your current weight? An hour at the gym every day without losing a pound? That's ridiculous. Hi, I'm Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies. And when I heard that, I was shocked. Because I know that if you feed your body right, you can lose weight in no time. That's why I'm going to let anyone who calls today try my weight loss smoothies for 2 full weeks. I'll even personally guarantee that you'll see the weight fall right off. To claim your 2-week trial, call now and receive free shipping and handling. The number is 1-800-644-1383. And now I've made my smoothies even better because I'm going to guarantee the first 100 callers a 2-week weight loss trial. I'll even include free shipping and handling, plus my revolutionary blender bottle, absolutely free. But you have to call 1-800-644-1383. That's 1-800-644-1383.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 9th, the 129th day of the year. Newsman Mike Wallace and actress Candace Bergen share a birthday, and the Beatles signed their first recording contract in 1962. An article we read recently suggests that the term boondocks or boonies might be derived from the name of the great American frontiersman Daniel Boone. Most authorities, though, think the term is a little more exotic than that. In the native language of the Philippines, the word for mountains is boondock. During World War II, the word became U.S. Marine slang for any isolated part of the islands. They carried the term back to the States, where city folk use it today, usually referred to anywhere they can't find a decent latte. And that's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more at almanac.com.